This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
93.1 The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Time to roll out.
Is it?
It is. 5:42. I got the pleasure of driving almost all the way here this morning with somebody behind me and their lights on bright.
Was this somebody in a Dodge truck? Because that sounds right.
No, it wasn't a Dodge truck. It was a car, but they had their lights on bright. I don't think some people know that you're supposed to dim your lights when you're behind someone. Honestly, don't. You should do that, people.
Not, yeah.
Behind someone, dim your lights.
Not parking lights, but take the high beams off.
Correct.
Sometimes those new LED lights, though, are just terrible.
Yeah.
And they're not high beams. They're just so,
yeah, they are
they're
bright.
Like that blue bright.
Let me assure you, I know a high beam when I see one. And these were the high beams, because a lot of cars have the dual lights in the front, you know, and you've got the low beams on. There's a separate complete set of lights for low beams, and then the high beams come on, they're both running.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was what was going on this morning. So, yeah, try not to do that.
God, don't first
do that
world problems.
Yeah, I know it is. 5:43, a little chilly this morning in the 30s. Going to be a nice day, though. No snow yet. And looking at the calendar, you predicted the first snow was going to be Tuesday. I think you're going to be wrong, buddy.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is.
Everybody's looking for a little snow.
Rhonda's Palace on our Instagram, not happy.
About what?
About us not going to a parade. I just checked our Instagram.
Oh.
She said, shame on y'all for leaving Randleman out. It's too early for this.
I didn't schedule the parade. So.
Yeah, we're just one group.
We don't even get paid.
Jason and I are going to the Asheboro Parade on Friday night.
Correct.
So we'll see you there.
And we have Mocksville on Saturday, and that's when Randleman is too. She said, shame. We can only be so many places where we have one truck, we're only a certain set of people. And
that could have been a coin flip in promotions to go, oh, which one do we go to?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. It was,
people get feelings this time. Hurt.
All right.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Catch up.
You folks ready for a show?
Yeah, just started.
This is the first time I've ever liked this show.
First time for everything.
First time for everything.
It's so funny.
This show is so funny.
There's a first time for everything, son.
It's not the first time.
It is way too early for this, guys.
For what?
For what?
Trying to be funny.
Don't try to be funny.
Can't help it.
Can't help it.
It's showtime.
Well, I'm just going to be educational then, because we had gotten a message correcting us that we had a deer on top of our Christmas tree.
What?
Because you know that's a deer, not a wolf. Well, let me just educate you. That is the rare but dreaded great antlered wolf. And if you run into that thing in the woods, you've got problems.
Yeah.
I already told her we're throwing the whole tree away. We're going to be Jewish this year. Mazel tov.
Yeah, the tree is kind of unusual. It does have a deer on it. It has skull can ornaments.
It's a white trash Christmas tree.
Yeah. It's nice. It's got this
glitter deer head.
Tinsel, colored lights.
Yeah.
Take that, you junior leaguers. Colored lights, not white lights. In fact, there's only one string of white lights in the entire room over here.
Do you think out of everything on that tree, between the glittery dollar store deer head or the skull, what is it?
It's there's probably skull cans or Copenhagen.
Skull cans, yeah.
Dopamine, yeah.
That it's really the colored lights that would bother junior leaguers.
Wake up, the Wolf Show. Say hello, Brian, Amy, and Chase.
That one was for Roger.
Yeah, that's another one of Roger's favorite songs. Panthers fired head coach Ron Rivera yesterday. I always check what the odds makers think. Who's got the best shot at getting the job when they fire a head coach? The favorite to get the job at the Panthers now is Jim Harbaugh, who is the head coach at Michigan.
Is he looking to leave college? Because he was already in the NFL and left to go back to college.
I think he kind of wants to go back now. He sees guys that go back and forth. I miss the bigs. I want to go back. We'll see what happens. By the way, Ron's record was 76-63-1 at the Panthers.
And he did pretty good up until this year and last year.
Yeah.
But you also had, Cam Newton's weird now. He's goofy. And you got a rookie QB. What? He can't play, too.
These owners, man, they don't have much patience anymore. It's time. Get rid of them.
Get them out. They ain't making us enough money.
All right. 6:12 now at the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. The Garth Gauntlet continues. Another chance to win is coming this morning. At 7:30, we'll give you another shot at that. There are seven songs in that thing. We play it plays every hour. And you just listen to that, and if you can name all seven correctly in order, you're going to win tickets to the show.
I know one. You guys have heard it multiple times as well. How many do you think you each have?
Three.
I got three. You got three of them. That's it. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
It's a challenge. First chance at it today at 7:30.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase got the hot new toy. This for the minute. There'll be another one come out before the season's over. You're asking, what is that hot new toy, Dale?
Star Wars.
No, it's not. It's the fart launcher.
What?
See, I knew you'd want to know more about this fantastical new invention. It's called the fart launcher. It's a real thing. It is a gun that shoots a rotten stench up to 10 feet away. And, of course, it still comes with all the sound effects. And it's available
fart
now.
Fart launcher.
Yeah, so exciting.
Go ahead and search that out.
Oh, man. It's only $20 at Target.
See,
What a deal.
What a deal. I should have saved.
If you have that red card, an extra 5% off.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I could use that with my little tiny hands I get today in the mail.
That's my worst nightmare. Him running down the hall with tiny hands and the fart launcher.
I'm already annoyed.
It can't be good. Hey, you know these stories where people get scammed out of money on Match.com or whatever? Most of them don't end very well because they don't catch the person who did it. Here's two instances where they got caught. Instance one, John Hall of Tennessee was recently jailed for scamming a woman he met on Match.com out of $80,000. He claimed he was a millionaire. Before romancing the woman, they agreed to marry after 2 weeks. She transferred money to Hill's bank account so they can make a down payment on a new home to start their life together. Mm.
People get married so fast. I mean, I know that's an exceptional thing, but I bought shoes one time. This was a few years ago, and I didn't wear them for 2 years. It's like, no, they're not ready for tonight.
Well, the woman went to police after he disappeared with her money. Cops did catch him, and he is going to jail for 7 years for that.
Too bad. Why do we put bumpers around everybody? It's survival of the fittest. If you're dumb enough to marry somebody you haven't even met in 2 weeks, oh well. You don't deserve to have money.
Instance two, this happened in Atlanta, Georgia. Marcellus McBodle was arrested for scamming his online girlfriend out of $1.1 million. Poses a man named Jim Deere, not to be confused with John Deere, while befriending the Virginia woman. When he learned she had a large trust fund, he told her he was a fund manager and could get a big commission if she acted as his partner and placed money into a business account that he managed. She transferred 25 different wire transfers to different accounts, totaling $1.1 million. He transferred the money to overseas accounts, and he and his friends milked the others before getting arrested.
Gosh.
Mm. Hey, I want to back up a little bit here.
Yeah.
Back to this fart machine.
Yeah.
I happen to still have it up on the screen, and it had a review already.
Okay.
A 1 star out of 5.
Oh, no.
They would not recommend it. It says, it doesn't make a fart sound, just the stink, so my son was disappointed. But if you're looking for a toy that just puts out a rotten smell, you may like it.
It's disgusting. I feel like if you have a young boy, he's already doing that. You don't need a machine to do it for you.
I was born with a fart machine.
Yeah.
All right. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase, what weird way have you injured yourself? One of these deals where you just roll over in bed and you hurt yourself.
I sometimes will, be reading in bed. And if I have my pillows where I'm kind of angled up a little bit, they have me leaning up. So I'll yawn weird and I pull. Do you know what I mean? It hurts your throat or your neck. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I don't. 34, I haven't learned how to yawn properly yet. No, all the time.
I did it once opening a door. It was in a radio station, and it was a station where we had the big heavy studio doors.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I pushed the door, and I was standing the wrong way or whatever, and it pain shot down my back. I actually yelled out, went, "Ow!" It was embarrassing. What happened? I pushed the door, and my back went out.
I might have one that might top that.
All right.
2 days ago, I was sitting in my recliner playing my game, and I had a little bit of extra time, so I played for 2 hours.
Oh, God.
And by the time I got up, I had pulled a muscle on the right side of my back from sitting in the
just
recliner.
From sitting there?
Yeah.
From sitting the wrong way? You're 28.
Yeah.
See, none of this happened. I swear to God, I turned 30, right? A few Septembers ago, I turned 30. And 2 weeks later, I step out of the shower. You know how chicks, like, you, when your hair is wet, you flip it over, like, and wrap it up in a towel?
Yeah.
I did that flip, which I've been doing my whole life, not a single issue. And I like pulled my sciatica, and it's just been slowly every single day, just slowly gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
I sleep weird. I go see this guy. He's they call him like a body therapy. It's not massage and it's not chiropractic. It's like somewhere in the middle. And he's like, "Oh, it's how you're sleeping." I'm like, "Let me tell you something. I sleep on a king size memory foam mattress with 3 king size, those long pillows."
How do you know it was how you slept?
How am I? Because he asked me. Because it's
he
the
watched.
It's no. It, that's okay. he asked me. He goes, "How are you sleeping?" Because where my shoulder and neck hurts. I go, "Oh, I sleep like I'm a stomach side sleeper. So I now have to stack pillows underneath my upper body so I don't turn my neck. Otherwise, you're twisting your neck too much." I'm like, "This is ridiculous."
Well, you're 34 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got about 6 more good years.
After that.
Once you hit 40, man, it's all downhill from there.
Not according to any TV. Women age like dogs on TV. I'm done. You can put me out to pasture now.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And it's Wet Nose Wednesday. That means Amy's gone out to find you a new pet to adopt.
His name is 1010. He's a 2-year-old all-black domestic short hair cat. And when I tell you, he is the chillest cat I've ever met in my life. We went into, they have a cat room at Guilford County Animal Shelter. And so Regina, who is the volunteer coordinator there, she's like, "Oh, we're going to put a Christmas sweater on him." She just picks him up, puts a sweater on. He's just like hanging out. He's very malleable. Is that the word where you can just like kind of manipulate him any way you want? And then he's just like a floppy cat, but he's so soft and he's so stinking cute.
Look at it's so cute.
Christmas.
There he is.
This little Christmas sweater. We were doing a photo shoot. I was putting like a Christmas ball in front of him.
He looks like he's in some sort of a comatose state.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah, he's relaxed.
He's just hanging out. He is so sweet, though. His name's 1010, like the number 10. You know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 8, 9, 10, 10.
All right.
You can find him and other pets just like him at Guilford County Animal Shelter. If you hang out with them, out with us on Instagram or Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf, you can see him. And also be sure to check out 93.1wolfcountry.com.
The Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wake up with the Wolf Show's good news story time.
And it is Wet Nose Wednesday, so I happened to find a good news story that involves a pet.
Oh,
specifically, a lot of you have dogs. It turns out that having a dog around makes kids better at reading. So there are researchers at University of British Columbia. They had a bunch of 8 and 9-year-olds sit and read books out loud. First, they did it without a dog, and then they did it with a therapy dog in the room. With the dog there, they got through more pages. They said they felt more interested in what they were reading, and they were more likely to want to keep reading.
Maybe because they have an audience, you think?
I guess maybe it's a comfort thing. They said either way, it could be that it keeps your kids calm. It's almost, you know, people use therapy dogs all the time. So it works the same without, even when you don't have you don't have to have something wrong in order to need a therapy dog.
You don't have to have an issue. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's kind of cool that maybe if you're trying to get your kid to read and you already have a dog.
Yeah.
That you can have them to the room together, or you're maybe looking at adopting a four-legged friend. A dog could be beneficial to your kid.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Oh, I have a new belt, because my old belt looked like it was tortured on Game of Thrones.
But a belt for a fat guy serves a different purpose. A thin person wears a belt to hold up their pants. These pants aren't going anywhere. It's just a mini equator separating the northern hemisphere from the southern blob. And the wider the belt, the greater the illusion. That's just science. That's why Santa's belt is like a conveyor belt. It's not even holding up his pants, it's keeping his jacket closed. And we're leaving cookies out for that slob? Of course, Santa wears suspenders under his coat. Suspenders, the last stop for the fat guy.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Dale knows everything!
And how it works is we ask Dale a question, he'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is. We have your chance to win one of our brand new Wolf t-shirts.
Ooh.
Yeah, so all you have to do is be caller 20 to 680-WOLF. Dale, your category today, Camp David.
Oh, the presidential retreat.
And things that have happened at Camp David.
Oh, but there's more things that we could imagine have happened at Camp David. All right.
This one is a pretty PG kind of thing, though. Right. Caller 26-80-WOLF. Who's this?
Emily.
Emily, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. We're going to ask him a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up, and you have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
Dale, your question. Dick Cheney's Labrador was banned from Camp David. Why?
Well, because he kept shooting all the other dogs. I'm just kidding. That was a Dick Cheney joke. Actually, because the dog kept running off. They would put him in, and it occupies too many people trying to go find the dog.
Emily, does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
He's wrong.
He is wrong. The dog is actually banned because he attacked George W. Bush's Scottish Terrier.
See, he was attacking the dog. He was unable to shoot a shotgun,
correct.
So he had to do it the way he had it. Got it.
Emily, what are you up to this morning?
Oh, nothing. Just taking the kids to school.
All right. Well, congratulations. You just picked up a brand new Wolf t-shirt.
All right. Thanks.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The
Wolf. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake up with the Wolf Shows. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. We're going to jump right into this now. This chair challenge that's making its rounds on the interwebs.
It is. So we're going to have Chase do it. Apparently, men can do it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Women can do it and men can't.
Yeah.
So what you do is
you
we're gonna
go, can do it.
We're gonna go over here.
I'm afraid this is gonna mess up my back even more, but we'll see. Oh, okay.
All right, I'm gonna hop on Chase's mic so I can get over here. So the key is you get a chair, you stand against the wall, and then step like 2 or 3 feet back so that you can bend over at a 90 degree angle and place your head on the wall. Is your head on the wall, Chase?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So then you pick, then you pick up the chair.
Okay.
Pick it up. Pull it to your chest, and then stand up. All right, he did it. I don't know why they said you. It's like this thing that's going viral. Dale, you try. We're going to have Dale try. We're on Instagram Live if you want to watch.
Here.
You can follow us at 93.1 The Wolf. Oh, Chase is hopping on the main mic. So,
okay.
Dale.
So just so we can hear.
You.
All
right. Chair goes against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you go against the wall. You take a step or two back. You fold at a 90-degree angle.
There you go.
And you have to be closer so that you can press your head
against
the wall.
It. Arch that back.
And don't say it. And then you pick the chair up to your chest and stand up. All right.
Okay, so we proved it wrong.
We're all women here.
Yay.
I was doing it this morning at like 4 a.m. because I'm like, I don't understand and I can do it too. I don't know what it is.
It's these muscles.
I don't know, unless you had a very weak abdominal area.
But, yeah.
You would really... I might have a hard time with that because that's really what's happening.
I've seen videos. I know what you're talking about. There's guys that like can't do it.
Yeah, have you seen it on? It's like all over the internet, on Instagram, and there are guys. So apparently, it's the like center of gravity or something. Like men are top heavier, and women are.
Yo, have you seen my stomach? I'm not top heavy. I'm more like center heavy.
You are center.
Mid heavy.
He's well rounded.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And should these Christmas classics be banned from television?
They're trying to get rid of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, no.
And A Christmas Story because they're saying it features bullying. One person wrote, of course, you know, everybody's very vocal on the internet.
Yeah.
Somebody said, as an adult, Rudolph is the saddest thing ever with the bullying and shaming and mean Santa. Probably not as bad as Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey, where his mom, like, freezes to death or something. And these are children's shows. No wonder we're all messed up.
And then A Christmas Story, you know, there's, you know, which is one of my favorites. I got to be honest with you, man. Love the BB gun story.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people refer to it. Oh, you mean the BB gun movie?
Isn't one of the best parts of it when he finally just like unloads on that dude who's been bothering him and bothering him? Yeah. And that's such, I mean, it's a small part of it, if anything.
I suddenly realized that a stream of obscenities was coming from me. That's a lot.
So we figured we would ask somebody who knows something. So, Karen, you're a clinical psychologist and neuropsychologist. What do you think for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and A Christmas Story? Are they turning kids into these crazy bullies?
You know, my opinion is that there's a lot of stuff out there that kids get exposed to. And when parents can be present, discuss those difficult topics with their kids, it has a positive impact. If kids are being exposed to it and parents never talk to them about it, then it can certainly have a negative impact.
Do you feel, because you have, two kids?
Yes.
You have two kids. Have you had to have conversations specifically surrounding these movies? Like when you're watching them, like, oh, well, you know, that's not how we treat other people or things like that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if these two movies specifically, but other media. And mostly what I ask my kids is, well, what do you think about what just happened? And I let them kind of think it through with me. And then if they don't come up with some important detail, then I'll prompt them.
And then my last question would really be, does removing this stuff, people think that if you don't expose it, if you just ignore it or don't talk about it or don't see it, then it doesn't happen. Has that been the case? Like, if you just remove it from your children's, from their media viewing, that they'll never experience it? Does that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely not. I mean, my girls are in kindergarten and third grade, and they already come home talking about topics surrounding bullying. And so they're going to get exposed to it. And it's almost helpful, in my opinion, to have the TV show. If we're watching it together and I see it happen and they see it happen at the same time, then we can talk about it in real time and address it. And, it gives you an opportunity to also ask, do you ever see this happen at school? Have you ever seen another kid do this? Have you ever done this to another kid, without poor intention? But have you ever, been peer pressured into making someone feel bad? And it just opens the door for a lot of conversation that can be really powerful in a good way.
All right, very cool. Well, Karen, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your professional opinion. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
See, you're going to get exposed to bullying. Everybody in this room has been exposed to bullying. I know I was.
Yep, me too.
When I was a kid, everybody's been exposed to it. Something you can do. But, I mean, going all this way to, say, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I see, if you sit and you think about it, yeah, I see it, but come on. I don't know.
Now look at how famous he is.
Yeah. Isn't it really just like usually some foundational thing at home?
Yeah.
Where they're frustrated and they go to school and take it out on somebody they can beat up because they're getting beat up at home?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
What do you think? 680 Wolf.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Are you guys ready for your headline?
Let's do it!
Let me know if you need a hint. This is a domestic story, so you'll...
Make violence. My favorite kind is domestic.
But oh, boom.
At least Amy said that.
All right. Man arrested in stolen Chevy truck driving to bail out his brother for stealing a Chevy SUV.
Okay. All right. I've narrowed this down already to two states.
All right.
West Virginia or Louisiana?
Wrong.
Oh, I'm going to say, can I have a hint of the stereotype of the people?
Wheat farmers.
Wheat. Midwest. Some Midwestern toad town.
That really narrows it down.
Kansas.
Yes.
Wow.
I got it?
You got it.
Turn my mic off. I'm going home.
Here's the story. And if you're on pickups and SUVs, you're either a Chevy guy, Ford guy, Dodge guy. That's all there is.
That's it, yeah.
There's a 36-year-old guy named Eric McCracken from Topeka, Kansas, pulled over around 1:30 a.m. on Friday in a 2007 Chevy Trailblazer.
Sean Connery there?
A little bit. Turned out he'd stolen the SUV, so he was taken to jail. About 3 hours later, the cops tried to pull over a 2015 Chevy Silverado that had been reported stolen. And after a chase, they stopped the truck and arrested the guy driving it. The driver turned out to be Eric's younger brother, a 32-year-old guy named Keith McCracken. And he was driving the stolen Chevy truck to the jail to bail his brother out for stealing the Chevy SUV. It's hard to follow, isn't it? Mm. Both Eric and Keith were charged with possessing stolen property and driving with suspended licenses. And Keith was also hit with reckless driving and fleeing and eluding charges.
They should give those two a Chevy endorsement.
Oh, that's a good idea. They're just brothers helping brothers.
Yeah.
The McCracken boys.
We're real American. That is American blood.
Hey, y'all. McCracken here
Eric
for Chevy.
Eric and Keith. They are Chevy family.
America.
You steal one, I steal one. I'll steal you out of jail. That's my country.
Yeah. South will do it again.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Is that me? Is that my cue?
Yeah, that's your cue.
Okay.
God Go. Bless.
Starbucks. This is for you, Dale. The caramel hot chocolate that they have is ranked as the worst holiday drink of 2019.
I am so happy to see them ranked as worst as something. Man, I hate those.
Something Dale has known for years.
I know. I'm
You may ask why. Well, The largest serving contains 758 calories and 93.7 grams of sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
That's three times the adult's daily allowance.
You know, though, the truth is that all those sweet-flavored drinks that you get at Starbucks you think are awesome, they're all loaded with so much sugar.
No, they can't
That's what makes them taste good. It's like the food at P.F. Chang's.
Get MyFitnessPal. Get that at MyFitnessPal and track what you eat for a week.
And you'll stop eating. You'll never eat. There's so many things you'll never eat again.
Yeah. Speaking of eating stuff, this is for you, Dale, and for me. Maybe not so much for him. Well, yeah, you like cheesecake, don't you?
No.
No? All right, Dale, this is for you. Cheesecake Factory is celebrating the holidays. They are bringing back their peppermint bark cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going today.
That was easy.
It sounds so good. It sounds so good. I love their cheesecake. I hate to wait there. I won't wait, but I like the cheesecake.
Yeah, to go, can't you?
Yeah, you can, but sometimes there's a wait there. It's ridiculous. Oh.
It is. I would not want to live in this town. It's in Wausau, Wisconsin. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, more than likely. But they made it illegal to throw snowballs. An ordinance forbids snowball tossing on public property, including sidewalks, streets, and schools. Violators will be fined. The mayor says, quote, "It really is an interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense. You don't throw stuff at people, period."
Put your eye out.
So you're on this. You're agreeing with them.
You know, I don't think you should outlaw snowball fighting. But if it's in a like a public parking lot and some jackass is throwing snowballs at you while you're trying to load your groceries, that's not fun.
You're right. A new survey found that the average American will spend how much do you think on snacks throughout their entire life?
$25,000.
I looked. It's like 28,900.
Is it really?
28,766.
Holy mackerel, man. Listen, look at me.
So smart.
Wow.
Should we just call it a wrap at that?
That is amazing. I can't believe I came that close.
Dale's so shocked and impressed.
I know.
Look at him. Last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. High heels were originally created for men. Egyptian butchers, used them to avoid stepping in blood.
Do you know what a nightmare that sounds like to be tiptoeing around the tile floor covered in blood in high heels?
How hard is it to walk in high heels?
It's not that hard.
It's not hard, but it's not a... If a lot of them, for whatever reason, this is when it sucks to be a woman, they don't put like a good grip, a good sole on there.
Right.
It'll be a very smooth, slippery sole. And you literally have to go outside and scuff them up. You'll see chicks just like scuffing their... Because it's... Anytime it's wet or a tile floor, you're like, oh, cool, this is how I die.
They do that to men's shoes, too. And today there's a new kind
of... Yeah, but they're not 6 inches high.
Right, you're right, but they're slippery. And there's also a new kind of sneaker sole out there that they're using. Nike uses a lot of it. And when it gets wet, it's really super slippery.
What is the point?
Yeah, it's a sneaker. It's supposed to help me stick to the ground.
Don't you hate that? When you're walking, you have to walk like very like tenderly. You're like, don't fall, don't fall.
Yeah, I'll just stick to my high heels.
But this brings to mind that Amy has this weird phobia thing about she's wondering if she looks good walking.
No, okay, so it's, okay, my dad walks weird, okay? And we all made fun of him, even when I was a kid. Like, I haven't talked to him since I was 14 years old. And this is how ingrained, besides the other trauma he's induced in my life, it's the way he walks. And I'm like, don't walk like Tom. Don't walk like Tom.
So that's what you're thinking.
So in my head, I'm like, don't walk weird. Because I don't want to walk like it. He walks, he's a cop. So he's got that cop walk where it looks like he's carrying invisible luggage.
Yeah.
From years of having a belt on, I guess. I'm like, put the bags down, bro.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3. You need to know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:40. All right, I just watched the trailer for No Time to Die.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 10 straight up right now. Whoever, I don't know which trailer company did it, but they did a great job. It's a long trailer, too, by the way.
When does the actual movie drop?
April.
Does that put a lot of pressure on the movie? Because sometimes trailers are really good, but it's all the best parts.
It's been the case in some other movies before, but I think they just sort of hinted at a couple of the big stunts.
Okay.
But I think it'll be awesome. I think if this trailer is any indication, boom!
His biggest stunt will be going back home like a Hallmark movie, back home for Christmas.
Into a small mountain town. Falling in love with a local secretary or
librarian.
Saving
the family's business.
Yes. when the snowstorm comes through and they all have to stay together under one roof.
That's
and
right.
Daniel Craig makes his transition to the Hallmark Channel.
Awesome.
But I love the trailer. It's out now. You can watch it. We should post it up. We should put a link up there. Let everybody see it. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Now we're trying to get rid of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and A Christmas Story. No. Come on.
No.
Stop it. Say it promotes bullying. There's just bullying in the...
People don't want to expose their kids to it. One woman tweeted, as an adult, Rudolph's the saddest thing ever with the bullying and shaming and mean Santa. Probably not as bad as Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey, where his mom like freezes to death. These are children's shows. No wonder we're all messed up. That's what that woman had to say.
What do you have to say? 680-WOLF's our number.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to call and say how ridiculous that is to remove those two shows. If we start, like, sitting and picking apart every single movie or every single TV show, we will not have a show to watch left.
And what about, like, Beauty and the Beast, where she gets kidnapped and falls in love with her kidnapper, you know?
No, that's a love story,
right.
Okay?
I mean, I was just watching a show, an actual, like, Disney show with my son, and the girls were ganging up on another girl because she didn't make the cheerleading team. I mean, there's so many things. And then those parents that are complaining about those movies are the parents with kids that can't stick up for themselves and don't live like a more independent or won't grow to be more independent. You've got to sit and have a conversation with your child and watch these shows and talk about it and raise a more independent child that can take care of themselves in a situation like bullying.
This is Amanda, right?
It is.
Amanda?
Hey, guys.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with watching Rudolph and then going, hey, you see why you shouldn't bully people? Look what a special gift he had. He had the ability to, you know, blah blah blah, turn it into something positive. Stop whining.
And wouldn't it be for kids who are getting bullied, a good example of you don't let your bullies hold you down, like continue to do you.
Exactly. Exactly. I am so sick of these parents that are just whining and like. Use this to teach your child.
It's Amanda. Thank you for checking in this morning.
Y'all have a good one.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We got to get out of here and make way for the Clay J.D. Walker.
He still works here?
Or as I know, I think I saw him in the building, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be coming in. Nobody got the Garth Gauntlet yet. Oh, Alicia was so close.
Six songs, right? Four in the correct order?
Yeah. So she's got. She knows all but one. But she's got to get them in the right order. It's amazing. It's so hard. But I was impressed.
But
that was a great effort.
This is why you should listen.
That's right.
Because you should be writing down what people are guessing. And then so if you would have jotted down what Alicia said, you would also have six correct at this point.
Exactly. You could just move around the two that she got wrong and maybe got it right.
At about 10:12, it'll play again. You can listen again at about 10:12 this morning.
And then Clay will be giving you another chance to win after 11 a.m.
All right. So, let's mention real quickly before we get out of here about our Wet Nose Wednesday pet. It's a cute little kitty in a Christmas sweater.
1010, that's his name, 1010. He is a 2-year-old domestic short hair cat, all black, so adorable, and the sweetest, chillest cat ever. You can see him getting his Christmas sweater put on. He just is like, okay, this is who I am now. As you get everything you need, you can find either on our Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. And as always, check us out at 931wolfcountry.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.